Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. Just a few words here, one verse. Worth focusing on, though. We're moving here now from the address of towards our Father in heaven and thinking about him and his hopes and dreams and desires and aligning ours with him, that his will is done on earth as in heaven. We're coming now to our needs about daily bread, about debts, sins, temptations, and the strength of the power of evil. So here we have a request, a very practical, honest, human request. Please give us. Give us today what we need. We're looking to God for provision without anxiety, and anxiety is a common experience we all suffer with, but Jesus will go on to address that a bit more later on in chapter 6. But we know that God is the one who can provide what we need. And so we ask him for, as some people would say, today's bread. Our daily bread, just today, not tomorrow, not worrying about tomorrow or next week, but just for today. Help me to trust you in the way that the Israelites were meant to trust you for the manna in the desert that came day by day, just as much as they needed. And just give me enough of what I need today. Proverbs 30 verse 8. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Can we be satisfied with just enough for today? Just enough for today. Perhaps that's the focus of our prayer, our devotional prayer today, is God, make me satisfied with enough for today, enough food for today, enough money for today, enough energy for today. God, give me the energy I need for the tasks you've called me to today, no more and no less. Don't let me worry about the supply of energy. I trust you that I will have enough for what I am meant to do today, what you've called me to do. Thank you, Father, that you've given me enough energy. Whatever it is you need to pray, just pray for what you need for today. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.